two personal thoughts before we get started.
我们没有开始之前，我有两个个人的思想。
Martin Luther once said,
马丁路德有一次说
that if you were to put theology to music,
如果你把神学谱上谱
it would be unstoppable.
就永无止息了。
And the reason is simple.
原因很简单。
You can memorize a song.
你可以记住一首诗歌。
Very easily.
很容易记住。
And so during the times of the Reformation,
所以在改教的期间
the reformers would often put theology to music.
这些改革家、改教家会把神学变成音乐。
And there was nothing the established church could do to stop.
这些已经建立的是天主教不能够禁止这些诗歌的流行。
That's the first thing I want to say.
好，这是我第一件要说的。
The second thing I want to say is more personal.
第二件我要说的是比较个人性的。
It has been a great delight to be here.
对我来说真是一个一大喜乐能够在这儿。
I felt so welcome.
我来到这儿觉得很受欢迎。
So well fed.
我吃的也饱饱的。
But much more than that even.
不仅是如此而已。
I have felt loved.
我也觉得我被你们爱。
You have made me feel as part of your family.
你把我融入你们的家庭，成为一份子。You are one.
I'm deeply grateful.
我非常的感恩。
And I'm looking forward to coming back again.
我盼望能够有一天再回来见你们。
I keep saying to your pastor.
他不断对我说。
How amazed that I am.
我真是好惊讶。
By the depth of faith.
看到你们的信心的深度
that I see amongst you.
在你们当中的信心的深度
I resonate with Paul when he wrote to the Philippians.
我跟保罗发生共鸣当他写信给腓立比的时候
the church that he loved the most.
这是他最爱的一个教会腓立比
教会 of all them that he had established.
他所有建立教会当中最爱的其中一个
of his love for them.
对他们的爱
I know how he feels.
我可以跟保罗产生共鸣
so thank you.
谢谢你们
for welcoming me into your home and into your family.
欢迎，谢谢你，欢迎我来到你们当中。Thank you for coming too.
Thank you. I really don't want to go home tomorrow.
我不想回家了。
But I must.
但是我必须回去。Your wife's waiting for you.
That's correct.
老婆在等他。
So as we close out our time together, then.
好，我们今天一起来结束这段时间呢。
Let's go back to what we've been talking about Friday and today.
我们再回到我们从星期五开始一直讲到今天的一些主题啊。
And go back to that question.
回到那个问题。
What must I do?
我该做什么呢?
What must I do?
我该做什么?
Hopefully now we have attempted to answer that question.
盼望到现在我们应该试图回答这个问题了。我该做什么?
We are to respond.
我们应当回应。
We are to respond to the work of God.
回应神在我们里头所做的善工。
We are to be converted.
我们应当归信。
We are to be changed from people who hate God.
我们应该从那些恨恶神的人变成
people who love God.
那爱神的人。
We need to be changed from people who love sin.
我们应该从那些爱犯罪的人
to being people who hate sin.
变成那些恨恶罪的人
and the people who are awaiting the wrath of God upon them
从那些等候神的愤怒临到的人
to people experiencing the love and the mercy and the compassion
成为那些经历到神的爱神的怜悯神的恩典的人
we need to be converted
我们应该
change
归信他悔改相信他
and we do that by repenting of our sin
我们借着悔改
that first turn,
从最终悔改这是第一个转变
recognizing that there is sin in our lives
明白在我们生命中有罪孽
and recognizing that we must act
认识到我们必须要采取行动
and then committing ourselves
然后再委身于这个行动
to being holy
我们要过一个圣洁的生活
not just not sinning
不仅仅是不犯罪而已负面的
but being godly
我们更要过一个敬虔的生活
holy
我们要过圣洁的生活
and we complete that turn
然后我们继续把这个转到底
by turning to Christ
我们要转向基督
we turn from sin
我们从最终
we turn to Christ
回转向基督
by faith
借着信心
a radical trust，
一个毫无保留的彻底的改变。
We start by understanding what's true，
我们信靠他，我们开始是先理解什么是真理。
What it is that Christ has done，
基督为我们成就了些什么事。
How he's fulfilled the promises of God，
他如何成全了神的应许。
And we believe that in our heart.
我们从内心相信接受这些事实。
That applies to us.
然后这些事实是与我个人息息相关，我们接纳个人的接受。
We are sinners.
我们是罪人。
And he died for us.
他为我们这些罪人而死。
But like repentance,
就像悔改一样啊。
It's a commitment.
信心也是一个尾声。
It's a turn.
是一个回转。
It's finished in a turn.
要完全转过去。
We finish the turn by trusting in this Christ fully.
我们借着完全信靠这位基督，我们就能够完全的回转。
You can't just turn that far.
你不能够转一半儿
，or that far.
或者一百度、一百二十度，我们要一百八十度完全转过去。
Totally away from that direction.
完全背向从前的那个悖逆的方向，完全一百八十度转向基督。
We repent.
我们悔改
，and we believe.
然后相信，信靠他。
And both of those are commitments of the total self.
这两者悔改相信都是完全的义无反顾的毫无保留的彻底的回转。
The truly converted person
一个真正归信的人
is the person who has responded in both ways.
是借着悔改和信心这两者都回应了神的人。
See, religion
你知道吗？宗教
is only half the turn.
只转了一半。
Religion is only half the turn.
宗教是没有转到头，转到底。
Because what religion wants you to do,
你知道，宗教要你做的是
is to recognize there are certain things that are wrong.
你认识到自己做错了一些事儿啊。
And turn from them.
然后你要回转。
But religion's not interested in finishing the turn to Christ.
但是宗教对于完全的转向基督就没有兴趣了。
Religion just stops right about here.
宗教只转了一半。
And says to you, just do a few good things.
然后告诉你要做些好事就行了啊。
Just go practice these things.
做这个做那个清规戒律。
You know, light a candle or burn some incense or whatever it is.
或者点根香啊，烧根蜡烛啊。
Just do this.
就做这个宗教仪式。
But that's not conversion.
但是这不是真正的归信神。
That's only half the turn.
那只转了一半，那是宗教。
True Christianity, biblical Christianity,
真正的合乎圣经的基督教吩咐我们
to finish the turn.
要转到底。
So we're not looking at what is good.
我们不仅仅是看。
We're certainly not looking at what's sinful.
我们当然不犯罪了，但是我们不仅仅是做好事、行善而已。
But we're looking only at Christ.
我们乃是转向基督，仰望基督。
We see only Him.
我们单单仰望他，唯独他。
Because if you're facing that way,
你知道，当你面向基督的时候
，you can't see what's going on that direction.
你就看不到后面的是什么了。
If you're facing Christ this way,
如果你
sin is that way,
你向着基督
，religion is that way,
罪就在背后了，宗教在旁边，基督在这儿。
I like using word pictures because they help to understand.
我喜欢给一些这些图像，就帮助我们理解。
So repentance is a commitment of holiness.
所以悔改是一个委身于圣洁的一个行动。
And faith is a commitment of trust in Christ.
而信心是信靠基督
and we must have both
我们必须两者都有
to truly be believers in Christ
才能够成为一个真正的基督徒
now what I want to do tonight then
好，今天晚上我要做的
is take these two things and put them back together again
把这两件事情悔改跟相信放在一块
I have intentionally kept them separate
我故意把这两件事情分开来啊
in order to explain each one
好个别的解释何为悔改何为信心
But they are really one command
其实悔改跟信心是同一件事情两个方面
As I said this afternoon
正如今天下午说的信靠顺服
is one command
其实是一个吩咐而已
So repent and believe
所以悔改相信
is one command
也是一个吩咐而已
We do both of them together
我们同时并进一起悔改就相信
You don't spend one day repenting
你不是一天我要
and one day trusting
第二天又信靠不是
You spend one day repenting and believing
你一天同时又悔改的同时又相信了 同一件事。
So let's put these back together again.
好，让我们把这两件事情
放在一块。And I want to share with you tonight.
我今晚要跟你分享的是
four different realities in this scenario of repentance.
哦，就是四个事实啊，当你悔改相信的时候。
First one.
好，第一个信徒生命当中是如何实际的彰显出来悔改和信心的？第一。
In 1517,
在1517年
，Martin Luther went to the chapel at Wittenberg.
马丁路德到了 Wittenberg 这个城市的教堂。
And he nailed to the door.
他钉在门上，教堂的门上。
A list of 95 grievances that he had against the church.
95条他对当时罗马天主教的抗议。
We call it the 95 thesis.
我们称之为95个论纲论还是论纲。
His doing that,
他这样做95条
began the Protestant Reformation.
就开始了当时的改教运动
in the Western Church.
就是西方的归正运动。
You ever wonder what he wrote in those?
你知道他写的是95条当中写的是什么吗？
The first one reads as follows.
好，第一条这么说。
When our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, repent,
好，当我们的主耶稣基督说悔改的时候，
He willed the entire life of believers to be one of repentance.
他的意思是要信徒一生一世一辈子都要不断的悔改悔改悔改悔改到底。
When John Calvin wrote his Institute some years later,
当加尔文写了基督教教义，
He wrote this.
几年之后，一些年后，加尔文说，
This renewal of regeneration.
他说这个重生以至于成义的更新啊，
is not accomplished in a moment.
不是一下子成就，
a day or a year.
或者一刻一时一刻一天或一年一处继承的，不是的。
But by uninterrupted, even by slow progress.
那是神不断的，甚至有时借着漫长的过程，渐渐的成全的。
The remains of carnal corruption in his elect.
他渐渐地除去他选民身上残余的肉身的败坏。
Now I bring those two quotes to you for a reason.
我把这两个人的说的话引用他们的话有原因的。
And it's this first thing.
就是第一件事情。
Repentance and faith are not one-time acts.
就是信心和悔改不是一次过的冲动，
but lifetime acts.
乃是持续不断一辈子的行动。
Now here's why I say this to you.
我为什么要那么说呢？
This may not be your experience.
也许不是你个人的经历啊，但是这是我个人经历啊。
In many churches,
在很多教会里头，
the idea of faith,
我们认为信心呢，
is presented as this.
我们说信心是。
At the end of a sermon,
你讲完道的时候啊，
a person stands up,
有个人就站起来啊，
walks to the front of the church,
然后就来到教会的前面，
stands in front of the pastor,
站在牧师面前，
and says he wants to be a Christian.
然后说我愿意悔改，决志信主，要成为基督徒。
The pastor then asks him a few questions.
然后牧师问他们一些问题。
Do you believe in Jesus?
你相信耶稣吗？
Are you a sinner?
你是个罪人吗？
And the person responds affirmatively.
那个人都说是，总是说肯定的。
So then the pastor prays with the man.
然后这个牧师就为他们祷告。
And he leaves.
然后他就走了。
And many people believe.
很多人都相信啊。
That that is faith.
这就是信心了。
It is not.
但这不是真信心。
It's a profession.
这是一个公开的宣告而已。
It's an act.
这是一个行动，没错。
But it's not faith.
但这不是信心。
Faith is not something you do once.
信心不是你一次一次。
Repentance is not something you do once.
悔改也不是你一下子一次就成了。
Faith and repentance are something you do.
信心跟悔改是你做的一件事情。
Every minute of every day.
时时刻刻，每天每时每刻，不断在信，不断在悔改。
See, we have far too many Christians in America.
你知道，在美国有太多这样的基督徒。
Who point to some specific moment?
他会说：“哎呦，我那人生的某一刻。”
Call that faith.
哦，我那个时候信了。
And claim to be saved.
我得救了那个时候。
Just because they did that.
因为我觉知了，我祷告了，我做了一些事啊。
And yet their lives.
但他们的生命当中。
are no different from anyone else's.
跟别人一点都没有不同。
You can't tell that they're a Christian.
你根本分不出来他们跟非基督徒有什么不同。
In the way that they live,
你看他们生活的方式。
Outside of the church,
在教会之外，他们的生活方式跟别人没两样。
In business, they act like everyone else.
在他们生意当中跟别人一样欺骗撒谎。
In their entertainments, they
他们娱乐当中
watch the same stuff.
看那些东西跟别人一样。
Their lives are identical to everyone else's.
他们的生命跟其他人没什么不同。
Yet they call themselves a Christian.
但他们自称是基督徒。
Because they do one thing in their life.
因为我曾经觉知了。
That, my friends, is not faith.
亲爱的朋友，那个不是真正的信心和悔改。
There are far too many people who believe that just because they did that.
有太多这样的人，因为他们做了那样一件事情，觉知祷告了。
That God's going to be happy.
神就很高兴了，神悦纳我了，我是基督徒了。
Repentance and faith.
悔改跟相信。
Must continue.
必须持续
throughout all of your life.
一生一世，时时刻刻，一直到底。
Or it's not genuine repentance.
要不然就不是真正的悔改和信心。
You don't turn once.
你不是转一次而已。
You turn every moment of every day.
时时刻刻，分分秒秒都在转。
We turn from sin every time it comes.
罪临到你的时候，试探临到你，你每次都要转。
We turn to Christ every time the doubt comes.
当怀疑临到的时候，我们每一次都转向基督。
It's a constant thing.
这是一个不断的、持续的行动。
The way the word is used in the New Testament.
在新约里头，当我们用到这个词的时候
，is the word that characterizes your life.
是一个你生命的特征、特质，不断的。
Faith is a trust.
信心是信赖。
That never ends.
这是不停的信赖。
I'm always trusting.
我总是信靠他，永无止息。
I'm always repenting of sin.
我不断的在悔改、悔改。
If you point to just one event,
如果你仅仅指向那一刻
that's not faith.
那个不是真信心。
It's something that Paul understood when he read the prophet Habakkuk.
这是当保罗读哈巴谷书的时候，他所明白的。
He quotes from Habakkuk 2:4.
他引用哈巴谷书第二章第四节。
Twice at least that we know.
我们知道在新约里头，保罗至少引用了两次。
Once in Romans.
一次是在罗马书。
Once in Galatians.
还是在加拉太书。
And the writer to the Hebrews also quotes.
希伯来书的作者也引用了同一段的经文。
They quote this.
他们说，他们引用那么说。
The righteous shall live by faith.
为义人必因信得生。
He doesn't say the righteous shall make a profession of faith.
他没有说义人会公开宣告我觉知了。
He doesn't say the righteous shall claim to have faith.
他没有说义人会自称我有信心啊，不。
The righteous will live by faith.
为义人因信不断的因信得生，不断的。
Faith will be the very blood that flows through us.
信心，这个信是义人当中的血脉，浑身。
Life sustenance in us.
这是他生命的血液，就是信心。
We're alive by faith.
我们是靠着信心而活着。
We live by faith.
我们时时刻刻靠信心活着。
Now I understand.
我明白啊，现在。
That life has a beginning.
这个生命一定有个开始，有个起点嘛，对不对？
All of us in this room were born at a certain time.
我们在这个房间，每一个人都是在。
Before that, we were not alive.
在那个时候生出，在这个之前你没有生命，对不对？
But then we were born, and now we're alive.
然后你生出来，你就活下去了。
It has a beginning.
有个起点，有个开始，你的生日。
Faith has a beginning.
同样的，信心也有个起点。
There was a moment in your life.
你生命中有那个一刻。
When you first come to understand the things of Christ.
当你刚刚开始明白有关基督的事。
And they became personal to you.
你这个成为你自己个人的信仰了。
And you responded to them.
你回应了神的呼召。
And you first turned to Christ.
然后那个时候是你第一次。
Conversion has a starting point.
转向基督，所以归信有一个起点。
But that's not the end of it.
但这个起点不是终点。
It's only the beginning.
仅仅是开始而已。
Because it continues.
因为这个信心会继续不断的，一生一世继续。
The righteous shall live by.
唯有义人必因信得生，不断的信下去。
It has to continue.
必须要持续不断。
I'm not really so concerned personally.
我个人我并不关心。
About when exactly you first came to faith.
你们是什么时候哪一刻信主的？
What I am concerned of.
我关心的是。
is are you living by faith now?
哎，此时此刻你是否因信在生活？
Are you trusting in Christ now?
你现在是不是在信靠基督？
And if I ever come back here,
如果我再次回来，
I'm going to ask you the same question.
我要问你同样的问题。
Are you living by faith now?
你现在是不是因信在生活？
Because faith continues.
因为信心是不会。
You don't just have a moment of faith.
你不仅是一刻的信而已。
You have a life.
你会一辈子都信。
You live by.
你不断的因信得生，不断的信下来。
So if it's going to be genuine,
如果是真信心
，it has to continue.
这个真信心必须会持续。
It has to start.
有个开始没错。
And continue every day.
然后会天天持续信到底。
So that's the first thing to keep in mind.
这是第一件要记得的事情。
But the second follows right behind it.
好，第二件事情也是啊息息相关的。
Repentance and faith,
悔改与信心
in the life of the Christian,
在基督徒的生命中的悔改跟信心必须不断的成长。
Now this seems logical, doesn't it?
这似乎是合情合理嘛，对不对
？It would seem reasonable.
这是理所当然的。
That the New Testament would expect.
新约圣经期盼我们，要求我们。
That if we live by faith,
如果我们因信得生的话
，if we live by trusting in Christ,
我们靠着信靠基督得生命的话
，and repenting of our sin,
我们靠着我从最终悔改得生的话
，that those things would grow.
那么信心跟悔改在我们里面会继续的
成长， we would trust more,
我们会越来越信靠他，我们会
，and we would sin less.
我们会越来越少犯罪。
Seem reasonable, wouldn't it?
这是合情合理，对不对？会不断成长。
It's amazing how many people don't actually believe that.
但是叫人惊讶的是，很多人不信这个。
It's amazing how many people think that faith doesn't have to grow.
很多人认为信心没有必要成长，我信就行了。
Well, I have faith.
我有信心啊。
Going about my life just fine, thank you.
我仍然我行我素。
It's completely unbiblical.
这是完全不合乎圣经的。
The Bible commands our faith to grow.
圣经吩咐我们必须信心。
Now, what is a growing faith in repentance?
那不断成长的信心跟悔改是什么样的呢？
What does it mean that they're growing?
什么意思？信心会长。
A growing repentance.
不断的悔改，成长的悔改的意思。
Is a greater and greater mortification of sin in us.
是越来越去致死我们里面的罪。
Now I don't know how he just translated that word mortification.
他不知道我怎么翻的，希望没。
But it literally means.
但是这个原文的意思是。
To kill it.
翻对了没有？perfect translation. 翻对了。
To kill it.
杀掉它，就是致死。
To mortify it is to kill it.
去致死就是。
A growing repentance is our process of killing more and more sin within us.
不断的成长的悔改就是不断的越来越杀死越来越致死我们里面的肉体的罪肉体的私欲情欲
Remember it was in the quote from Calvin
你记得刚刚加尔文讲了这句话
Kill it
致死
So repentance is a growing ability to kill sin within ourselves thus making us hope
所以悔改就是一个不断成长的能力这个能力越来越大把我们里面的肉体把我们里面的私欲致死而且越来越圣洁这是
at the same time
同时
a growing faith
一个成长的信心呢
is a greater and greater trust in Christ
也是一个对基督越来越大的信赖信靠
and more specifically
特别
a lessening
指的是越来越少的
a less and less natural desire to self-righteousness
越来越少的自义的倾向
more and more of a trust in Christ
越来越多的信靠基督
less and less trust in ourselves
越来越少的自信
more and more trust in what he's done
越来越信靠他所为我们成就
less and less trust in what we do
越来越少信靠我自己所做的
Not that what we do is unimportant.
不是说我们所做的不重要啊。
But as we stand before our Creator,
但是当我们站在我们的创造者、
a growing faith, a growing faith,
一个不断成长的信心
is one that's trusting more and more in Christ.
是一个越来越信靠基督
and less and less in my own strength.
越来越少信靠我自己的能力
my own power,
我的良善
my own resource,
我自己的资源
more in Him, less in me.
越来越多的他，越来越少的我。
Now, like I said, the scriptures command
正如我所说的，圣经吩咐
我们 our faith and repentance to grow.
吩咐我们的信心和悔改都要成长
Because it is what God has predestined us to do.
因为这是神所预定我们必要做的。
I'm going to let you in on a little secret here.
我要让你知道一个小小的秘密啊。
Do you know why you were saved?
你知道为什么你会得救吗？
Do you know why you were saved?
为什么会得救？知道吗？
Now the typical answer that's given to that is
典型的回应啊是
So we get to go to heaven when we die, right?
我得救了，我可以上天堂，我死了以后上天堂啊
No.
错。
We were not saved just so we get to go to heaven.
神没有拯救我们，好叫我们仅仅上天堂而已。
Now that's a nice side effect.
当然，这是一个副作用，很好的副作用啊。
But we are saved.
但是神拯救我们
In order that God
好叫神
Can make us more and more into the image of Christ.
好叫神能够使我们越来越效法耶稣基督的模样。
Paul says this clearly in Romans 8:29-30.
保罗在罗马书第八章二九到三十节说的清清楚楚。
For those whom he foreknew,
因为他预先所知道的人。
Those who his name he writ in the book of life,
就是那些他已经写在羔羊生命册上的人。
He also,
他就。
Predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
就预先定下效法他儿子模样。
What was God's purpose in sending his son?
神差遣他儿子来到世上的目的是什么呢？
And drawing a people in faith to him.
他把这群人借着信心带到他面前的目的是什么呢？
That they might be made to look like him.
好叫这些人能够像他，效法他。
To act like him.
行动也像他。
To think like him.
想法也像他。
To be conformed fully to who he is.
完全效法他的模样。
The perfect man.
那一位完全的人，耶稣基督。
Who is also God.
他也是神。
And we are predestined.
神预先定下来。
To be conformed to that image.
好叫我们效法那个形象。基督的形象
That
那个
is a growing faith and repentance.
那就是不断成长的信心和
悔改 Like our Christ,
像我们的基督一样
more and more sinless,
越来越少的罪
and like our Christ,
像我们的基督
more and more trusting in God,
越来越多信靠基督
The person with the perfect faith on this planet,
这世上有一个完美信心的人
was Jesus.
就是耶稣基督
He trusted his Father.Perfectly,
他完完全全的十全十美的信靠他的父，甚至
of being willing to go to the cross,
甘心上十字架
at the Father's command,
只要天父命令他，他就甘心。
He was sinless,
他是无罪的。
He was perfectly obedient,
他是完全的顺服的。
Trusting in his Father,
完全信靠他的父。
That's what God wants you to be.
这就是神要你所做的。
That's His goal for your life.
这是他为你生命所定的目标。
He wants to present us in Christ perfect.
他要我们在父面前完完全全、十全十美、毫无瑕疵。
And that happens as our faith and our repentance grows.
当我们的信心和悔改不断成长的时候，我们就会越来越像他。
If you think you've been saved for another reason,
如果你认为你蒙恩得救是为了别的原因的话
，You're sadly mistaken.
你就搞错喽。
There are far too many American Christians anyway.
至少有太多美国基督徒
believe they're saved just for the reward.
都以为他们得救为了得赏赐能够上天堂而已。No. 不不
Paul's very clear.
保罗讲得清清楚楚。
God saved us.
神拯救我们。
So he might make us.
好叫我们。
Into the very image of his son.
能够效法他儿子的模样。
So reality number two is.
好，这是第二个事实。
Faith must grow.
信心必须成长，悔改也必须成长。
Now,
好。
How does it grow?
信心如何成长
Now, if you're paying attention, you should have asked that question.
如果你在注意听的话，你应该会问这个问题啊。
Okay, how does God do that?
那神怎么叫我们信心成长
Is that something I'm supposed to do?
是不是我应该做些什么事
Now, that would be our response, right?
对不对？这应该是我们的回应。
Because after all, don't we say repentance and faith is what we do?
我们不是说了吗？信心跟悔改是我们要做的吗？
Now we believe, as I said earlier,
正如我事先说的啊，我们相信
that all of salvation,
这个救恩的整个过程
is a work of God,
是神的工作，神所做的。
It's not our work,
这不是我们所做的。
It's His work,
乃是他所做成，对不对
？And even faith and repentance,
甚至信心和悔改
is given by God,
都是神所 赐的
，as gifts from God，
是从神而来的恩典。
Meaning that it's really His work in us。
意思就是神在我们里面所做的工作，对不对
？So how does God grow our faith？
那么神怎么样子使我们的信心成长
？How does God grow our repentance？
神怎么使我们的悔改也增长呢？
Really very simple，
其实很简单
，but yet extraordinarily difficult。
但是却又很困难，非常困难。
You remember I said that each of faith and repentance，
你记得我说过这两者，信心跟悔改
，have a foundation，
都有一个基础
，have a starting point，
有一个起点。
And where is that？
什么是起点？哪里
？It's in what we know，
是在什么？我们所知道，理性上，对不对
？We know what is sinful，
我们明白什么是罪恶。
That's the starting point for our reaction to it。
这是我们的起点，我们该从这里要怎么回应啊
？We know what Christ has done，
我们也知道基督我们所成就的。
And that's the starting point for our reaction to it。
这也是我们的起点，信心的起点。
So God grows faith and repentance。
所以神让我们的信心和悔改成长呢？
Get this，
哦，要注意听啊。
By growing our understanding of those two things，
是借着让我们明白这两件事：罪何为罪，何为谁是基督？这两件事。
In terms of repentance，
哦，论到悔改
，it's coming to a greater and greater understanding。
我们会越来越明白，理性上知道
of two things，
两件事
，of what is sinful，
什么是有罪的
，and who God is，
还有基督神是谁
，as holy。
他是圣洁的
，is perfect，
他是完美的。
And when we compare ourselves to him，
当我们把我们自己跟他比的时候
，we see more and more，
我们看到越来越多的
of the distance between us，
我们跟上帝之间的差距有多大
？Our sinfulness，
我们的罪
，his perfection，
他的完美
，and our repentance grows，
我们的信心就会成长。
As we come to understand more and more，
当我们越来越明白
of just how sinful we really are，
我们是何等的罪孽深重
，just how far from God we are，
我们离神是何等的遥远。
For all have sinned，
因为没有分别，人都犯了罪。
Short，
亏缺了神的
of the glory，
哇，那个荣耀
perfection，
那个完美，那个圣洁。
Repentance grows by God，
悔改
increasing our understanding of what is sin。
当我们越来越明白什么是罪的时候，我们的悔改就会增长，而且明白他是何等的高高在上，何等圣洁。
And he grows faith the same way.
同样的信心也是这样成长。
He grows our trust in Christ.
他让我们对基督的信靠成长。
By giving to us through the Word of God.
借着他的话语给我们。
A greater and greater understanding.
给我们一个越来越大的悟性，理性。
Of who Christ is.
明白基督是谁。
And what he has done.
他为我们所做的是什么。
And the more we understand who this Christ is，
我们越明白这位基督是谁。
And the more we see what he's done，
我们越看到他们所成就的。
We want to trust him even more，
我们就更要信靠他了。
As we see his character unfold，
当我们看到他那个美好的品
格，
哇，向我们彰显的时候，我们就更愿意信靠他。
In Ephesians chapter 4，
在以弗所书第四章
，Paul calls this。Maturity，
保罗称之为，长成的身量，或是成熟老练。
And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers。
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，也有牧师和教师。
To equip the saints， that's us。
好，十二节，为要成全圣徒，就是我们。
For the work of ministry，
好，各尽其职。
For building up the body of Christ，
为了要建立基督的身体，就是教会。
What's the goal？
目的是什么
？Notice the next verse。
注意下一节。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith，
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
And to the knowledge，
好，注意要认识，就明白认识。
Of the Son of God，
神的儿子。
God has given you pastors and teachers，
神给了你牧师、传道人、教师
，to teach you from this book，
为要从这本圣经教导你
more and more about Christ，
越来越多有关基督的事儿。
So you
好叫你
will trust him more，
好叫你越来越信靠他。
So repentance grows
所以我们的悔改成长
by revealing more and more of what is sinful in us.
当他向我们显明我们自己的罪孽是何等深重，我们的悔改就增长。
Faith grows.
那么同样的
by giving us greater and greater understanding.
当他给我们越来越多的基督的知识和认识的时候，我们的信心也成长。
Now, what I'm about to say to you may be a bit disturbing.
现在我要跟你讲的话，也许会叫你不太舒服。
You're probably not going to invite me back after what I'm about to tell you.
可能我讲了之后，你就不会再邀请我回来讲道。
Guess what this is going to take?
你知道这个会有什么后果吗？
Should I tell him?
Go ahead.
Discipline.
哦，这怎么样才能成长啊？需要管教。
God's discipline.
神的。
Not yours.
不是你的管教。
His.
那是他的管教。
Now this is the really disturbing part.
这个是叫人不太舒服的地方。
How is God going to grow your faith?
神怎么样使你信心成长？
How is He going to get you to trust more and more in Christ?
他如何使你越来越信靠基督？
James chapter 1, verse 13.
第一章。
Here's how He's going to do it.
他会这样子达到他的目的。
He's going to make your life miserable.
他会使你的生活充满痛苦。
I told you it was going to be disturbing.
我跟你讲了，你听了会不舒服的嘛。
He's going to bring trouble.
他会给你一些患难。
Trials of all kinds.
各种各样的试探考验。
Difficulties.
麻烦。
Why?
为什么？
To make you trust him more.
好叫你越来越信靠。
You grow faith in a fire.
你在火炼当中，烈火当中，信心才成长。
You grow faith under pressure.
你在压力之下，信心才成长。
The trials that he sends.
他所给你的这一些试炼。
Are designed to make your faith grow.
目的是要你的信心不断成长。
Instead of praying for an easier life.
你不应该要求一个主啊，给我舒服的太平的日子。
Pray for greater faith.
你应当求神给你更大的信心。
The problems you have,
叫你超越这些困难。
To the promises of God,
看到神的应许。
And say,
然后对神说
No matter what happens here,
无论在世上发生任何事
I'm trusting in God.
我仍然信靠基督。
I think this.
我想。
I think there are many Christians
有很多基督徒
whose lives are filled with misery.
他们的生命中充满了痛苦麻烦。
Because God is trying to get their attention.
因为神要他们哎注意。
Because God's trying to make them live by faith.
因为神要他们凭着信心而活。
And He's showing them just how weak they really are.
他在教导他们，他们自己有何等的软弱。
They don't have power to overcome the problem.
他们没有自己的能力来克服困难。
When the doctor says cancer,
当医生说癌症
they've got nothing.
他们什么都没了，完了。
They have no choice.
他们没有选择余地了。
But to turn to the living God.
只好转向这
位活神。That grows faith.
这就使他们信心成长了。
See, I told you it was going to be disturbed.
我跟你讲了，会很不舒服的。
You want to know why you have the problems in your life?
你要知道为什么你生命中经历那么多困难麻烦。
Never seem to go away.
这麻烦永不止息，为什么？
You want to know why there's persecution and opposition to the Christian faith?
为什么有人逼迫我们？我们信主的时候有那些逼迫麻烦。
That never goes away.
逼迫总是不走开。
Because God uses it.
因为神利用这些逼迫患难麻烦。
To strengthen the saints.
来坚固信徒。
Make them more like Christ.
好叫圣徒越来越像基督。
Did he have an easy life?
耶稣基督有没有一个一帆风顺太平的日子？有没有
？Did Jesus have an easy？
主耶稣有没有平平坦坦一帆风顺呢
？No，
没有。
He suffered，
他也受过苦
，even to the point of death，
甚至到死的地步。
What makes you think your life's going to be better than his？
我们可不可能比他更舒服
？What makes you think you deserve a better life than he has？
什么让你认为你就可以舒舒服服？他要受苦受难。
God is going to use trials and troubles.
神会利用考验，利用麻烦，使你越来越信靠他。
When was the last time you said thank you?
你什么时候最后一次向神说谢谢
？For the pain in your life.
谢谢主啊，给我痛苦。
It's easy to say thank you for the blessings, isn't it?
神给你祝福，你说感谢主很容易吗
？Easy to say thank you for a bowl full of raspberries for supper.
晚上有
fruit
那个枣子，哇，那个好吃的水果，你说啊，感谢主。
It's not so easy to say thank you for pain, is it?
但是有痛苦有荆棘的时候就不容易说。
Not so easy to say to the Lord, what shall I learn from this?
你跟主说，主啊，我从这些痛苦当中该学什么功课呢？这不容易了。
Help me to trust you more.
主啊，帮助我在这个患难中更加的信靠你。
So that's how you grow faith.
这是我们的信心如何成长的过程。
Now how do you grow repentance?
好，那我们的悔改怎么成长呢？悔改。
How do you get people to turn from their sin?
你怎么样使人从他的罪中转回转呢？
How do you help them to understand?
你如何帮助他们明白
all the sin that's in their life?
他们生命中的这一切的罪孽呢？
Now here's where it really gets disturbing.
这个是真正叫我们真不舒服的东西。
God will use circumstances
神会利用我们的环境
in which you are tempted to sin.
这个叫我们受试探的环境。
Now let me be clear about something.
我先讲清楚啊。
James chapter 1, verse 13.
雅各书第一章十三节啊。
God will never tempt you to sin.
神不会试探人。
As James says, God can never be one who tempts.
雅各说了，因为神不能被恶试探。
God will never whisper in your ear.
神不会在你耳朵旁边悄悄说。
To commit an act of immorality.
你去犯奸淫吧，不会的。
Let me be clear.
让我讲清楚。
God will never tempt you to sin.
神永远不会试探你，叫你犯罪。
But be not deceived.
但不要自欺。
God may.
神可能。
Ordain.
可能会预定
circumstances in which you are tempted.
会安排一些环境，在这个环境中你会受试探。
I have biblical proof of this.
我有圣经根据哦。
Show you a couple of examples.
让我给你看几个例子。
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 1,
马太福音第四章第一节。
From that verse,
从这节经文里头呢。
Who led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted?
谁引导耶稣到旷野受试探
？Who?
圣灵 Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit of God did.
是神的灵啊。
Jesus was led by the third person of the Trinity.
主耶稣被三位一体第三个位格。
Into a situation.
带到一个环境当中。
Where he would be tempted by the devil.
他会被魔鬼撒旦。
God purposed it for him.
神为他定了这个环境。
Why?
为什么
？To prove something.
要证明一件事
to prove that Jesus could withstand the temptation
要证明耶稣基督可以抵挡试探
the sacrifice
而且成为那个无罪的毫无瑕疵的那个祭物
Matthew chapter 6 How many of you are familiar with the Lord's Prayer?
你们多少人会背主导文的
Are you familiar with this prayer?
会吧
Our Father who art in heaven,
我们在天上的父
hallowed be thy name,
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Okay, it's a model prayer.
这是一个祷告的模范的样板。
The disciples came to Jesus and they said, "Teach us how to pray."
门徒来到耶稣面前，说，教导我们怎么祷告。
And so Jesus answered them with this prayer.
耶稣就用这个祷告回应他们。
But look closely at verse 13.
注意十三节啊。
Here's Jesus's prayer.
这是耶稣祷告，教我们。
As a model for us.
这是给我们的榜样。
Lead us not into temptation.
叫我们不遇见试探。
But deliver us from evil.
但救我们脱离凶恶。
The clear implication is.
这里很清楚的暗示。
That God might.
神可能。
Lead us into temptation.
可能带我们进到试探当中。
That's why we're to ask God.
所以我们要求神呐。
To not lead us into temptation.
求神不叫我们遇见试探。
Please, Lord, do not.
啊，求你啊，不要让我遇到试探呐、啊。
I'm not strong enough to handle.
我不够强壮，我太软弱。
I'm not like Christ.
我不像，我还不够像基督、啊。
Please,
主啊，保守我。
But the Father may say.
但是父可能说。
You must go through this temptation.
你必须经历这些试探。
So it strengthens you against sin.
好叫你能够更加的得力量，能够抵挡罪恶。
You need to overcome this temptation.
你需要。征服这个试探，胜过试探。
Look at Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 10, 13.
你看看哥林多前书十章十三节保罗怎么说的
？No temptation has overcome you except what is common to man.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。
Meaning every single temptation that you have to sin.
意思就是说，你所遇到的每一个试探，你叫你犯罪的试探
，Everybody else has had.
别人都遇到过。
Even Jesus.
甚至主耶稣也遇到过。
You know those three temptations that Jesus had there in the wilderness?
在旷野主耶稣所面对的那三个试探。
They were not the only ones he had.
主耶稣不仅仅经历那三个试探而已。
When he was a young adult,
当主耶稣是一个年轻人的时候，
he had the same temptations
他
that you have.
你所经历到的同样的试探。
He endured.
但是他忍受了
puberty.
忍受了那个青春期的阶段。
Because he's like us in every way.
因为他跟我们一样啊，凡事跟我们一样。
He has to be like us in every way.
他必须凡事。
And so when he was growing up,
所以当他成长的时候，
he had to deal
他必须要面对
with girls.
面对这些女孩的问题，对不对？
He had to be like us in everything.
因为他跟我们凡事
一样。He never sinned.
他从来没犯过罪。
He never gave in to those temptations.
他从来没有。
But they were always there.
受试探犯了罪。
The devil followed him around his entire life.
试探一辈子都跟着他，魔鬼撒旦一辈子跟着他。
Even to the very end.
甚至到他人生的终了，魔鬼撒旦都在试探。当他在克西马尼园。
And he was struggling with what to do.
他也在挣扎该做什么事。
The devil was always there.
撒旦也在那儿。
Every temptation you've had is common to man.
所以我们所遇见试探，无非是人所能受的。
God is faithful.
但是神是信实的。
Now listen carefully.
好，你听好，这里说什么
？God is faithful.
神是信实的。
He will not let you be tempted. Beyond what you are able,
必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
It does not say
这里没说
God will not let you be tempted.
神不会让你受试探，没有说不让你受。
It says God will not let you be tempted beyond.
那说不叫你们受试探过于超过你们所能受。
The clear implication of that verse is
这段经文的清楚的暗示。
God will lead you into circumstances.
神会把你带到一些环境当中。
In which you will have to struggle.
在这个环境当中你会挣扎，你会有试探，你会挣扎。
Why?
为什么？
Because it builds up resistance.
因为会叫你的防御力。
The more we resist the temptation,
我们越抵挡试探。
The more we turn from that temptation,
我们
not fall into that sin,
我们越不犯罪，越抵挡那个罪恶的试探的时候，
the stronger we become,
我们就变得越来越强壮。
The easier it is, the next time,
下一次就越容易
to overcome it,
胜过这个试探。
When we're tempted to anger,
当我们受试探要生气，
and we resist it,
我们拒绝。
Then the next time,
那下一次呢？
It's easier to resist.
你就更有能力。
God uses
神就用这些
circumstances
环境
to help us grow in our repentance.
帮助我们的悔改不断的加增成长。
Just as much as He helps us grow in our faith.
正如他如何帮助我们信心成长一样。
He wants us to be sinless.
他要我们毫无瑕疵。
As much as He wants us to be faithful.
正如他要我们向他更加有信心。
And he's going to work both ends.
两方面他都会悔改信心，他会同时动工来成全这个旨意，他的旨意。
So you have a temptation.
你是否遇见试探
？Constantly dogging your steps.
这个试探总是挥之不去。
Always there knocking.
总是在那敲门，让我来吧。
Always seems to be right around the corner.
总是那个试探就在旁边。
Why doesn't God just take it away?
为什么神不把那个试探拿走呢？
The answer is simple.
答案很简单。
He's growing your repentance.
他要你的悔改不断成长。
He's making you stronger when it comes to sin.
他要你越来越有抵抗力，当试探临到的时候，罪来到的时候。
So now we know that faith and repentance must grow.
所以现在我们知道信心跟悔改必须要成长。
We know how it grows.
我们知道是怎么成长，如何成长。
Now how do we know it's growing?
那第三，我们怎么知道信心跟悔改在成长呢？
How can you determine?
你怎么决定？怎么看
？For yourself.
为你自己。
If faith is growing in you,
你里面的信心正在成长。
The repentance is growing in you.
你里面的悔改在成长，怎么知道？
What's the measuring stick that we can use?
我们所用的这个尺度是什么？这个标准衡量的尺度是什么？
Let me use an illustration and a question.
让我用一个例子，也用一个问题来解决。
As I said a moment ago, we all have problems.
正如我刚刚说的，我们都面临一些问题。
We all have difficulties. We all have struggles.
我们都有挣扎，都有一些试探。
But let's talk about the kind of trouble.
好，让我们来谈一谈我们所遇到是什么样的问题。
That comes out of nowhere.
那些不知从何而来的问题。
You don't see it coming.
你看不到这些问题临到，麻烦临到。
Boom.
从天而
降。Comes to knock you over.
突然之间把你。
Never saw it coming.
把你打倒了
there it is.
你没看到试探临到但就临到了把你打倒
In American English we call it being blindsided
在美国英文我们说这是被这叫
knocked right over
晴天霹雳蹦从旁边被
Now,
被踢倒
Think of such a situation
像这样子一个情况
All had one
我们都经历过
What is your initial reaction to it
你当你碰到这样的试探临到时你的起初的回应是什么样的
？The typical response，
这最典型的、最自然的回应是
，is anger，
生气
，a sense of confusion，
觉得哎呀，为什么混乱
？worry，
然后担心、忧虑
，what am I gonna do？
我该怎么办
？I don't have enough money，
我钱不够了
，I don't know if they have a pill for this，
没有这个无药可医了，怎么办
？I don't know what I'm gonna do，
我措手无策了。
That's our first reaction, isn't it? Very often.
这是我们往往起初的回应，对不对？碰到这样的事情的时候。
A problem comes in, blindsides us.
当一个问题突然临到的时候，吓一跳。
And our immediate response is one of confusion.
我们起初的立刻的回应就是不知所措。
But the reaction of faith.
但是信心的回应呢
？Is to look past the problem.
是超越这个问题。
Into the face of the promises of God.
然后。看到神的应许
and see hope
然后看到盼望
so look at the circumstance and say
然后看到眼前的困难说
okay this is what God has ordained
这是神所预定的
this is what God has determined for me
这是神为我所安排的环境
I can learn from this
我可以从中学到
I can grow from this
我可以从中学习而且成长
I can trust him
我可以信靠他
how do you know your faith is growing
你怎么知道你信心成长呢
When the distance between those two reactions,
当这两个回应的距离
begins to shrink,
越来越缩减
When the distance between those two reactions,
当这两个回应起初的回应跟信心的回应之间的距离
begins to shrink,
越来越短的时候
we're probably always going to respond with confusion
可能我们总是会
and anger
会生气
right away
混乱马上就会有这样子
but you know your faith is growing
但你知道信心在成长
when you find yourself quicker and quicker
当你越来越快的
looking past the problem to God
越快超越眼前的困难而仰望神的应许越来越快
you can also tell whether you have any faith at all
你也可以知道你是否有信心
If you never get to the second reaction,
如果你没有第二个信心的回应，你就没有。
If you never have the second reaction,
如果没有信心的回应的话
，you have no faith.
你就根本就没信心，起初就没，压根儿没有。
But you look at your life over the long term.
但是如果你看看你生命的漫长的过程
，not just in a day or a week,
不仅仅一两个礼拜或一两天
，but over years of time,
或者几年的你看这个漫长的过程当中
，and ask yourself this question.
你可以扪心自问。
Do I quicker and quicker turn to Christ?
我是不是越来越快的转向基督呢
In the midst of these kinds of problems,
在这些突然意想不到、突然临到的困难，你就知道你的信心是否在成长。
That's how you can know.
你就可以知道。
And by the way, the same is true when it comes to temptation.
我顺便提一下，讲到试探的时候也是如此。
You look at your life over a period of time.
当你观察自己生命一段时间。
And you see yourself falling into the same sin less and less.
你发现你自己越来越少重蹈覆辙，犯同样的罪了。
You see yourself mastering things.
你看到你现在有能力能够控制这些事情了。
I don't want to pat myself on the back.
我不是在自夸啊。
I'll give you an example from my own life.
让我从我自己生命中给你个例子。
When I was your age,
当我是你们这个年龄的时候啊
，I was the most impatient person on the planet.
我是全世界最没有耐性的动物。
When I wanted it,
当我要一件事情，我就现在马上就要得到。
My motto was,
我的口头禅是,
Lord, give me patience,
主啊,赐我信,赐我忍耐吧,
and give it to me now.
现在就给我忍耐。
But the Lord put me through circumstance after circumstance.
但是主让我经历了一次又一次的环境,
where I had to wait.
我必须要忍耐等候。
And I learned to be patient.
从中我就学到何谓忍耐。
Now I'm not all the way there yet.
我还没到家呢，还没学到家。
I still get impatient.
我今天仍然会有时候不耐烦了。
But I find myself.
但是我发现我自己
being able to be patient more than I used to.
越来越比从前有耐心。
And to me that indicates
对我来说这是一个很好的迹象，我的悔改在成长，我的信心也在成长。
That's what you should be seeing.
这就是你应该看到在你生命中发生的事情。
Genuine faith and repentance
真正的信心和悔改
grow
会成长的。
It must grow
必须成长的。
Or they're not genuine.They're false faith.
否则就不是真信心，是假信心。
The true believer
真正的信徒
wants less sin.
愿他们怕不愿意再犯罪。
And wants more trusting.
而且愿意越来越多的信靠基督。
And says to God,
然后告诉神说
Bring it on.
主啊，患难临到我吧。
I'm ready to be changed.
我愿意改变。
That's genuine faith.
这是真信心。
Third.
好，第三点。
Repentance and faith must not only grow,
信心跟悔改不仅仅要成长而已啊
but it also must produce fruit.
而且必须结出果子来。
Now, I could spend a lot of time at this,
我可以花很多时间讲这一段
but given that we've spent as much time as we have,
但是我们时间有限
I'm going to just quickly touch on this.
我会很快的就略过这个。
In John chapter 15,
约翰福音十五章
Jesus says,
耶稣说
I am the vine.
我是真葡萄树。
The Father is the vine dresser.
我的父是栽培人。
And a few verses down, he says.
然后在几节之后又说。
You are the branch.
你就是那枝子。
So he paints a picture.
然后他给我们画了一幅图画。
A picture of a vine.
一个葡萄树。
In the picture, he.
在这个图画里头，他呢
？Is the vine.
他就是那葡萄树，真葡萄。
He is the source.
他是我们的源头。
Of the life.
生命的源头。
Of the vine.
是这葡萄树生命的源头，葡萄树。
The Father, mentioned
that,
is the one that's trimming off
是那个栽培的人, 那个,
the parts that don't need to be there
把那些不需要的部分
so that the vine will grow better.
好叫这葡萄树可以继续的更好的成长。
Some of you who are gardeners
你们当中有人是园丁,
understand this, right?
明白这个,对不对?种植的园丁。
You trim off the excess branches
你把那些多余的枝子剪掉,
so that what the branches that are left
所以剩下的枝子呢,
will grow better fruit.
就可以结出更多的果子。
That's the picture that Jesus is painting.
这是耶稣在向为我们画的图画。
Now, are you paying attention?
好，注意啊。
Did you see the parallel?
你看到这里的平行吗？这个意思吗？
Who is the source of faith?
信心的源头是谁？
The vine?
是葡萄树，对不对？
The Christ?
是基督，对不对？
Right? He's the source of faith.
他是源头，信心的源头，对不对？葡萄树。
And who's the source of trimming?
那谁是？修剪的源头。
Who's the one trimming off the stuff that doesn't belong?
谁在剪掉那些
It's the Father.
不需要的东西？是父，对不对？
It's the Son that's producing the faith.
是这个子。
And it's the Father that's doing the repenting.
而父呢，叫我们悔改，对不对？
And we are the branches.
我们是枝子。
But the whole point of the entire picture
整个图画的要讲的意思
is that the only reason that the vine exists
这个葡萄树存在的唯一的理由是
the reason for the nourishment coming up from the vine
之所以这个葡萄树有生命有资源不断的临到它
the reason for the trimming
修剪的原因是
is so that the branches produce
好叫枝子能够多结果子
in other words
换言之
faith and repentance
和悔改
are visible
是可以看得见的
They produce
会产生
blessing
祝福
into the lives of others
在别人生命中产生祝福的
Your faith and your repentance
你的信心跟悔改
are designed
神命定
to be an overflow blessing to others
叫你生命中的悔改和信心成为别人的祝福。
Other people should see that growth of faith in you.
别人应该可以看到你生命中的信心跟悔改的成长。
I can't know your heart.
我不知道你的心。
No one can know your heart.
没人知道你的心，除了神之外。
Your pastor cannot know your heart.
牧师也看不到你的心。
But he can inspect the fruit.
但是我们可以检查你所结的果子。
He can look at how you think and how you act.
可以看到你怎么思想，怎么行动。
And he can get a pretty good idea.
我们就可以看到，可以知道。
Of whether there's any faith there or not.
到底你有没有信心呢？
He can get a pretty good idea if there's any repentance going on there.
我们从你的果子就可以看得八九不离十，你有没有信心，有没有悔改。
Because the plant, the vine,
因为这个植物，这个葡萄树。
To produce fruit.
葡萄树活着的目的就是为了要结果子，而且父检他，为了要他结果。
It's God's work.
你看，这是神的工作，对不对
？It's God who's the vine and the son.
这里是神是真葡萄树。
It's God the Father who's doing the pruning.
是父在那
to produce the fruit in you.
在那剪，好叫你能结果子。
It's His fruit.
这他的果子。
In you.
在你里面所结
的。And it should be visible.
应该可以看得见，可以结得出来。
And we should be bringing hope and comfort to others.
我们应该在我们的结果子当中给别人带来盼望和祝福。
Genuine repentance and faith are visible.
真正的悔改和信心是可以眼见看得见。
Now number four.
好，现在第四点。
You sitting there now are thinking to yourself.
你现在坐在那儿啊，在自言自语自己思想了。
Okay, preacher.
好，传道人。
I look at my life.
当我检验我自己的生命。
I've been a Christian for many years.
我反省，我信主多年了。
Doesn't look very good.
但是还是这个德行，还是不好。
I've been doing a very good job.
我成就的不多不大，成绩不好。
My faith is weak.
我的信心很软弱。
I still find myself falling into the same sin.
我往往会一错再错，总是犯同样的罪。
I feel disillusioned.
我有点对自己失望。
Depressed.
甚至有点忧郁。
I can't seem to get there.
我似乎永远改不了。
I'm not perfect.
我不完美啊。
Jesus said, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect."
耶稣说，你们要完全像你父完全一样。
And I'm not perfect.
但我差得远了。
Where's my hope?
我的盼望何在？
Great preacher, you talk about faith and repentance.
是，传道人，你讲的悔改，信心。
That should be growing.
应该成长。
Producing fruit.
应该结出果子来。
Now look at my own life, and it's a dismal failure.
但是我看我自己生命，我完全失败了，好惨啊。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
One of my favorite passages in all of Scripture.
是整本圣经的我最喜欢的一段经文，罗马书七章。
Because it's the picture of an honest man.
因为这是一个诚实人的一幅图。
Probably the greatest Christian that ever lived.
可能是一个最伟大的基督徒，在
struggle with sin.
人类历史上最伟大的基督徒，但他天天跟罪恶在征战。
Oh, but there's the good news.
但是有好消息哦。
Because he says at the end of that chapter,
因为在罗马书第七章末了，他说
，Who will rescue me?
谁能拯救我脱离这个屈死的身体呢
？He will.
他会。
Christ will rescue.
耶稣基督会拯救我。
Praise God.
感谢主，他会拯救我。
So if your faith is not perfect,
就算你的信心不完美
，If your repentance is not perfect,
就算你的悔改不是
真实 ，It doesn't mean that God has abandoned.
不是说神已经离弃你了。
It's part of the process.
这就是成长的过程嘛。
He who's working in you.
那在你里头动了善功的。
The promise is best seen in Philippians 1:6.
在腓立比书第一章的第六节，我们看到这个应许，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督日子。
He who began a good work in you，
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的。
Who began this work?
谁开始的善功？动了善功，谁开始
？The Holy Spirit of God, didn't he?
神的灵，对不对
？Giving you faith.
神赐给你信心。
Giving you repentance.
赐给你悔改的心。
Turning your eyes from sin.
让你的眼目不再看罪，乃是
转向基督。
是谁的工作
？Whose work is it?
是谁的工作？谁的善功
？His work.
他的工作，圣灵的工作。
He who began a good work in you.
那在你们心里动了善功，开始善功的。
Will bring it to completion.
必成全这功。
Christ will finish what he started.
基督创始必要成终。
Doesn't matter where you are on the journey.
不管你如今走到哪个地步了。
It matters.
关键是。
That you're trusting in this Christ and turning from sin.
是你正在信靠这位基督，你正在悔改。
And letting the Spirit of God work in you.
你让神的灵在你心中不断的动工。
Using the tools.
你要使用神赐给你的工具。
That he has given you.
他赐给你的工具。
He's given you the scriptures.
他给你圣经了。
He's given you teachers.
他给你教师。
He's given you the history of the church.
他给你的教会历史。
And many other writers.
还有许许多多的作者。
Who are able to help you.
都能够帮助你。
And even the Holy Spirit who lives in you.
甚至他赐下圣灵住在你里面。
Will finish the work that he has done.
会成全他开始的善功。
Genuine repentance and faith.
真正的悔改和信心。
Are works of God.
是神的工作。
Begun in us by the Spirit.
借着圣灵在我们里面开始的。
Continued in us by the Spirit.
也借着圣灵不断在我们心里头在成全。
And completed in us.
终有一天。
By the Spirit.
也会借着圣灵成全在我们身上。
You are weak.
你是软弱的。
But he is strong.
但是他是强壮的。
And he will complete what he has.
他会创始成终的。
What must I do?
我该做什么呢？
Repent.
悔改。
Trust,
信靠,
grow,
成长,
produce fruit,
继续结出果子
来, be faithful,
要有信心,
and let the Spirit of God do what he has purposed to do.
忠心的去做, 让神的灵成全他所预定在你身上的旨意吧,
in you,
在你里面。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Once again, dear Father,
再一次, 父啊,
We fall before you.
我们在你面前俯伏。
Thank you that you have chosen to save us.
感谢你，你拣选了我们，要拯救我们。
From all the peoples of the earth.
在世上成千上万的人当中。
You have set us aside to yourself.
你把我们分别为圣，为了你自己。
Not because of anything good in us.
不是我们自己里头有什么长处。
But because of the goodness in you.
乃是因着你自己的良善。
And so give us faith.
求主赐我们信心。
Let us repent.
让我们悔改。
Lead us to holiness.
引导我们进入圣洁中。
Help us to trust you.
帮助我们继续信靠你。
Use the circumstances of our lives.
用我们生命中各样的环境。
To make us holy.
使我们更加在你面前成为圣洁。
All to bring glory to Jesus Christ.
好叫我们的生命能够把荣耀都归给耶稣基督。
And to fulfill the very purpose.
来成就。
That you established for us.
你为我们所预定的旨意。
Before the foundation.
在创世之前你就预定的旨意。
May Jesus Christ be praised.
愿耶稣基督得着颂赞。
For it is in His name that we pray.
因为我们是奉基督的名祷告。
Amen.
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 我真不知神的奇恩为何临到我身，这是恩典。在千万人中拣选。他的恩典临到我，我算老几？我也不知道，不堪如我，就来有何足多？多我一个不多，少我一个不少。天堂为什么要加我一个？哇，真是奇异恩典，竟然临到我们。今天你听到福音，就是恩典临到，不要错过，不要当耳旁风。你今天可以回应这个恩典，回应这个福音，借着什么回应？第一是什么？悔改，从你的最终悔改。你要不仅仅是我明白明白明白了，还要干什么？行动。还要干什么？卫生。不但是悔改，悔改一半，你今天有宗教不够，不做这个不做那个，还要干什么？信靠，转向，全心信靠他，知道他是我们的救主。悔改，相信，不仅今天悔改相信，觉知祷告，而且要继续不断一辈子，永远悔改到底。阿们。
真不知神的奇恩为何临到我身，我也不知不堪如我就来有何足多，为人道我所信的是谁，并且也深信他是 Chapter.